Big Cookeville-White County matchup last night. Upper on the girls' side. We'll talk about that. We'll talk some York Institute and Livingston Academy girls basketball. Also, the 17-2 Upperman Bees are in the house at Chick-fil-A this morning. Glad you're along for the High School Playbook built by Mountain Barn Builders. It's where we gather every Saturday morning on Rock 93.7 to talk high school sports with the players and coaches who make your hometown proud. Let's get you right to the scoreboard from a busy Friday night around the Upper Cumberland. Starting on the girls' side, where Pickett County improves to 19-1. They beat Monterey 83-37. Kendall Luddick with 26 points on the night for the Bobcats. Clark Range 19-2. They beat Red Boiling Springs 71-33. Cassie Monday finished with 18 points. It was Jackson County pulling the upset of the night, maybe the upset of the season. Jackson County beat Trousdale County 56-36. Trousdale County came into this game 13-5 on the campaign. It was Abigail Ponsman with 14 points for the Blue Devils. The White County girls and the Cookeville Cavaliers square off. It goes to Cookeville, 67-64, the final score. Jordan Gillies had 18 points for the Cavaliers. Upperman's girls defeat Cannon County 60-45. Reagan Hurst finished with 25. York beats Livingston 55-32. Haley Johnson with 17 for the Lady Dragons. Keaton Webb had 11 for Livingston Academy. The Clay County girls beat Gordonsville 61-26 thanks to 18 from Katie Arms. Stone Memorial wins over Warren County 66-43. Tessa Miller with 17 points for the Lady Panthers. Macon County stays 18-1 on the campaign. They beat DeKalb County 78-54. Over on the boys' side Friday night, the White County boys beat Cookeville 82-72. Grant Slatton had 23 in a winning cause for the Warriors. Stone Memorial's boys beat Warren County 61-36. Hunter Wattenbarger, 15 points on the night. It was Upperman getting the win over Cannon County 86-48 thanks to 16 from Alex Rush. York wins over Livingston Academy 66-45. Nick Smith had 20 points for the Dragons. It was a close one between Monterey and Pickett County, but the Wildcats pull it out over the Bobcats in the final moments, 56-54. Monterey is now 15-4. Silas Randolph with 16 points for Monterey. Jackson County boys beat Trousdale County 60-59. Eli Burris with 19 points. Red Boiling Springs downs Clark Range 59-47. Dalton Marsh finished with 19 in a winning cause for RBS. It was Clay County defeating Gordonsville 67-41. Grant Strong had 20 points for Clay County. And DeKalb County downs Macon County, final score 85-81. First up on the High School Playbook this Saturday morning, Stone Memorial head coach Mike Buck. The Panthers get the win last night. This is only their second district game of the season because they have only five teams total in District 6-3A. Coach Buck getting the chance to kind of come together before you get into the heart of district play. Has that kind of helped you become more of a team?
Yeah, you know, and we always like to go out and play as tough a schedule as possible. You know, this year we had a couple teams that kind of dropped us, so our schedule's not as tough. It's still tough. We played some really good teams, but being able to learn a lot of lessons and go out and schedule teams that kind of give you some looks that you'll need to be good at, so you find a good shooting team that's going to that you have to go play, and that is similar to Ray County, and so you just kind of do things like that along the way. I like the fact that we only have eight, you know, league games, and they're all after Christmas. I like that a lot. You know, we had a lot of times as you move into this part of the year, you get a lot of bumps and bruises, and everybody is dealing with that and some injuries and all. We actually were shorthanded last night. We had a kid not play. Katie Atkinson did not play for us last night. But you know, being able to learn a lot of lessons before you enter league play, I think, you know, it just makes you know league play more, complete. I guess you got some really good, talented, tested teams, you know, entering into those, you know, those eight games, those eight battles, you know, and so well-coached, very talented young ladies that we see night in, night out in those games. And so it's really fun. It's kind of playing chess with some really quality coaches out there with really talented players.
What's something you've learned about your team through this point in the season that maybe you didn't know when the season started?
I've mentioned Maddie Buck, a couple times. I really think that her growth and her progression is really going to make us a much, much better team. She's understanding more now how to run a team, how to lead a team. I know we've gotten, contribution from some other young players. Anna Goss is a sophomore, and then Katie Atkinson is a sophomore. And then other juniors, Keaton Freitag and Tessa Miller. We know what Emma Capps is going to bring us every night. We kind of know what some of those higher-level players are going to bring for us every night. But truly, Maddie Buck's progression as a point guard and being able to – she's always gritty and tough and a really good defender. But her offensive – and she's not scoring a lot of points for us, but she's leading our team now. So I think her progression as a point guard and understanding that position – from an offensive standpoint, is a huge lesson and a huge. It's going to make us much, much better moving forward.
We can't talk about your team and not mention that you're ranked 8th in the AP Top 10.
We have a bunch of really talented kids. They work hard. They've been showered with individual accolades. We've got two that have already committed to play at the next level, and Emma Capps and Tessa Miller, but our girls really love this team. They love one another, and so when they're recognized like that, it's special. The locker room is really tight. We got a good group in there that believe in each other and pull for one another, and just the recognition like that is cool. We got a lot of basketball to go. We want to be in the conversation every year as one of the best teams out there. I think we're getting there, and it's kind of neat to watch that as that progresses, that moves forward. Over the next couple months, that we just got there's just a couple months left maximum. The state championship is March 14th, so we just have a little bit of time left. And as we move forward, those rankings kind of fluctuate, and people move in and move out of those, and so. If we can just focus in one night at a time, one game at a time, one practice at a time, really, I think that's cliche, but this group, the people who are also on that list, we've seen a lot of them, we've played a lot of them, and so I think our girls have a lot of confidence, kind of in who we are and what we are capable of against the top groups out there. It's kind of cool to see that. There's a whole bunch of polls, obviously the AP. Is one that everybody holds in highest regard, I guess. But there's a lot of good basketball teams out there, a lot of talent, a lot of well-coached teams, and I'm really looking forward to the next few weeks with this bunch.
One of the great girls teams in the Upper Cumberland, of which there are many, the Stone Memorial Panthers, 18-1, led by head coach Mike Buck. Upperman boys off to a great start on this 2019-2020 season. Welcome back to the High School Playbook presented by Mountain Barn Builders, spotlighting the coaches and players that make up our high school sports teams. Head coach Bobby McWilliams and members of the Bees team are here at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive. So it's always interesting to me when you get a team that is off to such a great start as your Bees are, and the question comes to mind, are you playing as well as your record indicates? What's the answer?
I don't know how to answer that, but I feel like we're playing pretty good, to be honest with you. Do I think we've reached our potential? No, I do not. There's a lot of things when you go back and look at game film and things of that nature that we have really got to improve on if we actually want to reach our maximum potential. But, I'm happy with where we're at as far as our play. These kids play so hard every night. It's you're not going to make games I guess, where you don't have a good idea about who's coming in and playing well. You don't have to worry about that. The intensity level's so high that they just overcompensate for maybe missed layups or turnovers or things like that. But it's just been a real treat this season from start to now, just to watch these guys progress.
As a coach, do you want to still have things at this point in the season that you can get better at?
Well, yeah, you do. I think it's kind of you're gradually climbing that hill, trying to get better till you hit tournament time, and that's kind of what we've been doing. I feel like there's things we have really got to improve on if we want to actually reach our maximum potential. And whether we can get there, I don't know, but these guys sure do work hard every day, and that going to practice every day with this group is fun, and you can't ask for much more as a coach.
And that fun part's important, because you're kind of getting to that part in the season where this gets to be a little bit of a grind.
It does. We have so many different personnel pieces out there that I think practices kind of morphs into something different every day. They're highly competitive, and for a coach, that's that's just all you can ask for. But they come ready to work every day. They understand we have a goal and we have something we're trying to accomplish that day, and that they hold each other accountable, which is not always the case with every team you have. And so we've been very fortunate with this group. We've got good leadership and got really good kids, and just happy for them, and we enjoy them.
Are you seeing your depth develop?
Absolutely. I think last year we had some guys who were quality players that were considered to be our bench guys, but maybe just a little bit too young physically, and just the mental maturity as well over the past 12 months, but really over the past probably 6-8 months, it's been just a blessing to see these guys develop, and I think probably that's where we're so much better, is because those guys are ready to play and ready to contribute, and they do every night and they do every day in practice.
When you have that kind of scenario where your depth is getting better, don't practices become more of a learning situation for everybody?
They do, and every drill is competitive. Every 5-on-5 situation is highly competitive. Everybody's trying to gain their ground, so to speak. But just watching those guys compete hard in practice and not taking plays off, it's almost kind of, it's really unique with this group to see that. You only get that as a coach once every so often, that you have, quality depth that can really compete and challenge in practice. And I think that's how we're able to keep, gaining ground or getting better.
Bobby McWilliams is head coach of the Upperman Bees on the High School Playbook, presented by Mountain Barn Builder. Can you put into terms for the fan who is just a fan of, say, one particular school in the Upper Cumberland, but how good is the quality of high school basketball in this region?
It's really good. I grew up in Kentucky, which basketball is kind of a way of life, but these guys
take it a little seriously.
They do, they sure do. And the Upper Cumberland, to me, they play a level of basketball that's probably unlike any other, really, throughout the course of the state of Tennessee. It's more geared like what I'm used to seeing growing up in high school. But there's some really quality coaches and really, really good players in this area, on both boys and the girls side. So, as a basketball fan, you can go to almost any gym on any given Tuesday, Friday, and you're going to see a lot of fun basketball. You're going to get your money's worth.
Do you think that the teams beat up on each other? Do you ever worry about that as a coach, that by tournament time you've just been beaten up to death?
Well, I guarantee you by tournament time, each team knows what the other's strengths and weaknesses are. So that's why the district tournaments and the region tournaments in this area are so fun to watch, just because there's so much strategy going on. And even the players, they understand and pick up on the other players' tendencies from other teams. And so it makes it, it does make it a chess match, for them and for the coaches as well. But the tournament time coming up around the corner here is a lot of fun for these guys and the whole Upper Cumberland, and I'd encourage anybody who enjoys basketball to go out and watch any of the single-A, double-A, or triple-A games. But you're going to get quality basketball with a lot of good players and a lot of good coaches.
What does it do for you as a coach, night in and night out, facing the kind of talent that you're seeing?
Well, you have to stay on top of your game. I mean, you have to continuously try to grow and develop as a coach. You're continuously changing with the way the game's played, and you can't. I don't feel like you can coach the same way you coached 20 years ago. I just feel like the X's and O's are different. The players' abilities and capabilities are different. They're just with the individual training that's going on with these guys. Every sport pretty much has now become, these kids are working 10, 11 months out of the year. And it's just really changed the way that you, or it changes the way that you have to approach basketball. You have to keep growing and developing. You can't ever become complacent. If you do, you're not doing yourself or your team or your program a good service. But for me, it's a lot of fun. I really enjoy that aspect of trying to stay on top of what needs to be done for my kids to have the best chance to win.
Bobby, where does a coach do that? Is that off season? Are you going? Are you watching college basketball, for example? Are you watching tape of other high school teams? Where does your development?
Well, for me personally, I do a lot in the off season, but with watching college games, it's hard for me to go and watch just as a fan. I break down and I watch what's going on offensively and defensively, and even the NBA games, we do that as well. I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's kind of what I do. And I don't really intend to do that, but it just kind of turns out that way. But I think me and my coaching staff as a whole, I think we're continuously, from the last day of the season this year would be, trying to gear up and kind of get ourselves ready for the next year as far as strategy and understanding and developing and growing as a coach. I think you got to keep doing that.
Tell me if this is true. It seemed like 20 years ago, there was an immense difference in the style of high school basketball to college to the NBA. Now it doesn't seem like the style is as different as it used to be.
Well, that gets back into the player development. I think the player skill levels in high school at all levels in all areas, I think it's really changed a lot. I think these kids and coaches throughout the country are probably understanding the importance of individual skill improvement. It's something we've been doing for years and years, or ever since I've been coaching. I'd feel like that makes coaches' job easier. When kids can dribble, pass, and shoot, it makes your job a lot easier. But you can see a lot of similarities in most every game of offensive stuff or even defensive schemes that people are doing. That transcends that the college coaches are doing that, and so are the NBA guys. To answer your question, I just think that you see a much more similar game regardless of what level you're watching.
Yeah. Bobby McWilliams and the Upperman Bees are with us at Chick-fil-A. They're off to a great start on this 2019-2020 campaign. Who'd you bring along to Chick-fil-A today?
Well, we've got five of our guys here. We've got other kids that are out doing JV or going on some other visits or trips and things of that nature. I've got Jace McWilliams, Colin Gore, Isaiah Allen, Alex Rush, and Philip Bobich.
So, Jace, let me start with you. What pleases you most about the way this team is playing right now?
I guess it's just how well we've done defensively to shut teams down, mostly.
Is defense kind of the watchword of this team? Is that what you're kind of known for, you think?
Probably, but we can score the ball too, so.
Colin, is it about defensive intensity if you're going to be an Upperman B? Is that what you got to play with?
Most definitely. That's what Coach Bobby preaches all the time, and that's what he gets on to me the most and pushes me the most in that area. So
what's going to happen if you're not bringing it defensively?
You're going to sit on the bench.
That's just plain and simple, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you feel like your game has developed?
Defensively, for sure. That's still not great, probably. But
your teammates are nodding. Why are they nodding?
I've gotten better, for sure. So,
where have you tried to get better specifically on the defensive side?
Talking and boxing out, which is still not great, but I try. I try to get better.
Isaiah, are you happy with what you have seen from your game to this point?
Yeah.
In what way?
Improvement all around.
What's a person on the other team going to say about you after the game? What's going to make you happy if they've gone against you? What do you want them to say?
I mean, I just like a good game.
Good game. Okay. Alex, where does this team need to get better?
Definitely get better at boxing out. I feel like that's one thing Coach Bobby is pretty sure us all the time is box out, make sure you crash the defensive boards, make sure you run in transition, make sure you just get out and make it hard for them to score, make it hard for them to play with us and play at the level that we want to play at.
What is the key to good transition play?
It's definitely, like I said, boxing out and make sure that they don't get the offensive rebound. Be a second chance points, that kills transition offense, and especially transition defense on our end, we have to make sure that they don't score the ball in transition too.
Good. Is it Philippe? Philip, okay. So, Philip, how has this team progressed from the start of the season?
We started working. It first started on summer. We were working like whole summer. We get prepared for this season. We work really hard to be those games in the future to be easier for us, and we are staying concentrated. We are improving every game. We are learning, and not always the win is learned for us, but only sometimes it's also lose the big learn for us, big lesson, and we are trying to listen our coaches and our assistant coaches, and I think if we will continue, we can make a big history on our school.
Where does the summer work help, in your opinion? What's the biggest thing in the summer that you're trying to get done?
I think our physical. We are working our conditioning all summer, and also our defense and offensive. Yeah, we improved a lot.
Alex, who is the guy on this team? Because you're going to have one of these games, obviously, that's going to come down to the final second. Who wants to have the basketball in the final second?
Honestly, I don't think it matters who in the final seconds. I feel like we all can score the ball whenever we please. I feel like we all have a good opportunity to score if we need to.
Is that something you want? Is it something that you think about at night, you know, trying to go to sleep, you know, that final shot in that big game?
I mean, I believe everyone dreams of that final shot, you know, the win state or buzzer beater. But in the end, I mean, a team-oriented team like we are, it really doesn't matter who takes the last shot because we have faith in every one of us that we can make that shot.
Isaiah, who is the player, college player, pro player, whatever it may be, that that you enjoy watching? And why?
Probably Russell Westbrook and Kyrie Irving.
Why?
That's just who I like to play like and favorite players.
What do you think they do well that you would try to model yourself at?
Finishing around the basket.
Colin, if this team is going to win a state title, where you got to get better?
Definitely rebounding. That's probably mostly on me, a big part of me, getting better at boxing and rebounding. So probably in that.
How do you work on that?
We usually start practice by doing box out drills every day. And coach makes us circle around and box people out. So, yeah.
For you, Jace, where does this team got to get better if you're going to bring home that trophy?
Mostly probably on our communication on both the offensive and defensive side.
I'm curious, and I'll ask you because you have a unique perspective. Does the success of the girls program, does it motivate you guys on this team to be successful?
I'd say, yeah, for sure it does. It just gives us something we got to try to not be wound up on.
Coach, you have a unique perspective on that same question. Is it a motivator?
I don't know that it's a motivator. You know, since we've Danny and I have both been coaching together for so long, there's no competition there or anything of that nature. We're both very proud of each other as far as the direction that our programs have gone in. And, you know, for my guys, if you go back and look at any of the state championship games that the girls have been in, you'll see all my guys in the stands there cheering for those girls. They're all these kids at our school they're all good friends. And but for us, you know, we're very proud of our team, of our program, and we're also proud of what Dana's been able to accomplish there with her program. But you know, for us, we take care of the things that we can control and the things that we can take care of, and focus on what the Upperman Bees do, and hopefully going forward we'll have some success or can have some continued success and see where this season takes us.
My sense of our conversation is that you're excited to see where this is going to go.
Absolutely, we are. We're definitely excited. We've every day is a learning experience for us. We've been very fortunate that we've had a good run here at the start of the season. But you ask any of these kids, they'll tell you that you know, this is not our end goal, is to play well in January. We want to keep playing and do the things we need to do, just try to get better, and we'll take one game at a time. And you know, we're very fortunate and very happy to be in the situation we're in. So we'll see what how it turns out.
What is they say? Nobody remembers who's winning in January.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
Bobby McWilliams and the Upperman Bees. Can't wait to see how they move through the rest of January and into February in the postseason. Thanks so much for coming by today.
Thank you, and appreciate you for everything you do for basketball in the Upper Cumberland.
Turn our attention to Livingston Academy basketball as the high school playbook rolls on this rainy Saturday morning from Rock 93.7. Thanks to our friends at Mountain Barn Builders. Wildcats got a win over Watertown in district play earlier in the week. Didn't shoot well in that game, and that's kind of been one of those things that head coach Leslie Riddle has focused on this year, is when you're not hitting on all cylinders, so to speak, don't let it dictate what your team is all about.
How important is playing well on defense, especially for younger kids? Because younger players obviously think a lot more about offense than they do defense sometimes. How important is it, though, to emphasize that when on a night when you're not shooting as well, it's important to still, you know, give all your effort at the defensive end, because that can win you the game?
Well, high school coaching, that's definitely a challenge. Like you said, teenagers, they think scoring is the main role of anybody, but we're in a team where our scoring is not consistent. We have players that might score 18 one game and then
didn't make
up.
It to
so
the final
that's
horn.
Really something that we've emphasized from the beginning. And our confidence offensively may not be where it needs to be the most successful team we can, but we understand that, you know, with that inconsistency, we have to have some consistency somewhere, so we need to find it on our defensive end and with rebounding. And both of those areas, we're pretty consistent, defense and rebounding, but and then the games where we happen to score enough points, we'll be pretty successful. But with the offense and consistency, we have to focus on our defense.
Aaliyah gave you 20 last night. You mentioned her as one of your key players at the start of the year. Has she been everything you've expected her to be so far?
She's getting better every day. She's a freshman, and you know, the physicality and the speed of the high school game compared to the eighth grade game is way different. So she's learning and getting better every day, and she's just a easily coachable young lady. She tries so hard to please, that she's always trying to improve and trying to ask questions and learn more. She is much improved since the beginning of the season, and she's definitely somebody we're relying on now, even though she is a freshman. But, yeah, she's improved, much improved, and we expect it to continue.
Getting this much playing time as a freshman, performing as well as she has in several games this year, that's got to be encouraging for how good she could be here in, you know, 2 or 3 years, right?
Well, I sure hope so. We've banked a lot of things on her, and she's making everybody better. She's taking a little more of the pressure off some of the other kids. If she can continue to improve, she's going to be one of the special ones from here.
Talk about Keaton Webb next. What does she bring to the table on a nightly basis?
Well, just that outside threat, and she's a great three-point shooter, but more than that, she's a great scorer. She has an athletic ability that some of the other kids just don't have, and you know, people talk about her motor, you know, that she's got a motor that just keeps going and going, and she's a kid that she doesn't have to sub out, she doesn't get tired, she gets some of the toughest defensive assignments. She's definitely probably the key to us at this point.
Haley Kronk is another player I've looked at as, you know, she gives you a reliable post option, and Susanna Hayes as well. Does it help your shooters when defenders can't just collapse on them and collapse on the three-point line when you have to account for post players such as them?
It really does. I mean, I think in particular Susanna on the block, she's our most consistent on-the-block scorer, and she's worked all summer and to be able to catch the ball with your back to the basket and square up and make something happen, that's kind of a lost art in high school girls basketball right now. And we thought if we can get her to buy into that and want to be that player for us, then that would change it and help those three-point shooters. And, you know, Haley Kronk, she's just so solid. She can do a little bit of everything. She can help us bring the ball up the floor. She's often our leading rebounder. She can shoot the three. She can post up. And she gets that in-between defensive assignment as well. And you know, we talk about consistency. If there is somebody that's been the most consistent, it's probably Haley Kronk.
So I know consistency probably factors into the answer to this next question a little bit. As a team, offensively, what is it you would like to improve right now?
Oh, Lord, everything. We've talked a lot about details lately. I think we're so caught up in, you know, where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there, and who's supposed to be getting the open shot that we forget that there was a screen that was really important, or, you know, the change of pace that gets you open, or the V cut rather than just the, you know, straight cut. And it's all the details. Obviously, you'd love to be consistently shooting at 50%, but that's not realistic for my team. So I think the consistency that we're looking for right now is the attention to the details, and that the pass is as important as the shot, and the screen is probably more important than the shot. So it's really the details.
Leslie Riddle, head coach of the Livingston Academy Wildcats. Glad to focus some time on the Blue Devils of Jackson County. They're with us at Chick-fil-A Interstate Drive as we talk high school sports with you on the High School Playbook. Head coach Kevin Thomas of the Blue Devils is with us. We were just talking before we went on that this flu bug and stomach bug that's been gripping the Upper Cumberland, it has gripped your basketball team particularly hard. Glad you're here, by the way.
Well, thank you, and I'm glad to be here, and thank you for having us. And it started with us there really right after Christmas. I had a kid with the flu, and it kind of just spread through our team, and we've had almost five out with it, and now the stomach bug. And so we're starting to get back after that. Our starting center, he missed Tuesday night, but he was able to play a little bit spot play last night. So hopefully we're going to be out of school on Tuesday, keeping the kids away from each other Monday and Tuesday. That'll help our basketball team.
We'll get them some good Chick-fil-A, and that'll help.
I think they're enjoying Chick-fil-A this morning.
So as you kind of came into this season, what did you feel like was going to be the strength of this basketball team?
Well, I'll just be honest with you. We coming into this year, we felt like that we had multiple kids that could score offensively, and we really just felt like that we were probably going to be better defensively early in the year, and I think we were. But you know, right now we're just trying to build our young kids up. We play two freshmen quite a bit and a couple of sophomores, and you know, and they're starting to come along offensively.
Is the physical part the biggest difficulty for a freshman playing, just that their bodies are not as developed as, say, a junior or senior?
I think so. I mean, that's a really big part of it. And sometimes at our level, we run into the mentality part of it. Well, I don't want to try to do too much. It's, you know, the older kids. You know, sometimes you'll get a talented young kid that'll kind of take a step back that's probably better than what they're doing out there on the court, just because they just don't want to step on anybody's toes, or they don't feel like it's their role yet, and that comes along with time.
Is it also one of those things where situational things come into play? They just haven't been through a lot of situations in basketball games.
They haven't been through a lot, and you know, in those last 30 seconds of a quarter, you know, where you see a team that kind of has a run and gets up 6 or 8, how to respond to that, you know, and keep your poise and don't try to do too much at one time. And so, but as ours have come along, we tell them now, this, you're over halfway through the year, you're not a freshman anymore, you played a lot of basketball.
The labels don't fit anymore, do they?
No, they don't.
Defensively, where are you pleased?
Well, defensively right now, I'm really pleased with, we've been able to play multiple things as far as, I mean, we are 1-3-1, 2-3. We'll play a triangle and two some. You know, of course, we're going to play man. You know, these kids have kind of been with me, and we're kind of multiple of where do we – we're going to try to take away what the other team does best, and sometimes that's us being able to game plan, and they've really been good at, you know, understanding that and really working at it to be good at it.
And that's – different responsibilities in each one of those defenses.
It really is. It really is. And we're able to move some kids around and play different spots depending on lineups. And, you know, so if I'm playing that 1-3-1 and I'm on a wing, of my responsibility is a lot different than I'm up top. And so, but we're getting better at that. And I think that's helping us being multiple defensively.
Jackson County Coach Kevin Thomas is with us. Besides the illness part, which you can't control, kind of like injuries, you can't control that. What are the things that you see, hey, we got to get better at this. We got to keep working at this as we get towards February and, of course, postseason.
Well, the first thing I think for us to get better at that we need to be able to see the floor better. You know, I mean, I think sometimes we have some guys that are, you know, and that comes with ball handling and being able to pass off the dribble. I do think we need to see the floor better to make easier passes. You know, sometimes we'll choose to make the tougher pass versus the easier pass. And then on the other hand of that, I do think that our confidence level needs to get better shooting the ball.
How do you work on that seeing the floor better? Are there
drills?
Or
we do drills where we'll go, you know, 2 versus 3 or 3 versus 4 and having them get trapped, and they got to see their teammates out in front, and we'll do that full court, and we'll do 3-on-2, 2-on-1s, and that kind of thing, and just constantly talking to them about their eyes up and seeing out in front. And so we do try to do that each day. And we really we're starting to work on each day of just trying to keep the ball in front of us. No matter what defense we're in, the first goal that you have to do is keep the ball in front of you, no matter if it's zone or man. And that's very important.
Kevin Thomas and Jackson County's Blue Devils are in Chick-fil-A today as we visit with them. Who'd you bring along?
I brought along Jacob Hardy. He's a senior for us. Aiden Smith, who's another senior for us. Eli Burris is a junior. And Chris Pig is a junior.
Jacob, can you believe you're a senior?
It's hard to. It's gone by really fast.
Is this season going by fast?
It really is. You know, they say that the longer you go, the quicker it goes by. And so it's crazy to think we just have a couple games left.
Do you find yourself – you're a teenager, maybe not, but do you find yourself kind of savoring things like
definitely
know,
this it's
is,
like
this is it
definitely especially these last few games, every single practice it's like, oh, these probably one of my last, and so you just want to savor every single moment that you have, every second that you got out there to play.
Aiden, what kind of tone have you tried to set as a senior?
We're trying to always keep leadership on the team, trying to always communicate, and we're always working on that as a team, trying to get better with communication.
How do you do that?
Well, just talking on defense, telling people to match up whenever somebody's on the free throw line, or just talking in a timeout, telling people good job whenever you can.
People talk all the time about seniors and senior leaders and all of that. Is it a true thing? Is it something that really is important on a basketball team?
Oh, it's something that seniors can do, but I think it's something that any grade wise can do. Like if you're a freshman and you have that motive, you can go and lead the team.
That's kind of what Coach was talking about a minute ago, Eli. Just we need to have more offensive confidence on this team of guys being ready to take the good shot. Is that something you've been working on?
Yes, sir. I believe everybody should look for their shot and stuff.
Are you an offensive fan or a defensive fan?
Offense for sure.
No, there was no question. Why so?
I mean, I don't know. I just like offense a lot.
Does Coach have to get on you to maybe love defense a little more?
Every now and then he does.
Okay. All right. Chris, for you, where have you tried to get better as
I've tried getting better at finishing under the basket, stepping out, hitting that 15-footer, better defense, getting down and guarding, and, of course, getting better at rebounding, boxing out. And I think most important for me is getting in shape.
It's one of those things in basketball right now, the big guy that used to play under the goal, you got to be ready to step out and hit the jumper, don't you?
Yeah, that's the game involved, I think. I remember when they just catch him and go, and that's all the center done. Yeah, and then now shooting threes and stuff. Yeah, it's involved a lot.
Who do you like to watch among big guys that can step out and do that?
I used to like watch Boogie or DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So as you think, Eli, about where this team wants to get to, and that's ultimately being at your best late February and March, for that to happen, where you got to get better?
All-around game. Everybody has to step up and, like, do their job and stuff every night.
Is it as important for the guys that are on the bench to help do that as well, to help push you in practice?
Yes, sir. Every day, everybody comes to practice and works hard to push each other to do better.
Aiden, do you sense that now maybe more than you did when you were first starting, that the role that those guys play?
I feel like, yeah, Coach has definitely started pushing the freshmen and the sophomores more to go hard at practice and just to get the starters better, and then hopefully they'll have bench players to help them when they're seniors and juniors.
And that's also helping them next year when you guys are gone, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Jacob, do you think about, I want to make these last 6-8 weeks count?
Definitely. It's even before the season, I think that's the mentality. Do the best you can do. Go out there and work hard and show them that you left everything out there on the court, whether it's practice on a game, that especially now with these few weeks left, you want to go and make it your all.
Where has your game improved over your years at Jackson County?
My game has probably improved with my defense. I'm a defensive-minded player, and so to step up and make those plays, whether it's doesn't matter what defense we're in, to sit there and stop a guy or to go and just get a stop on defense, that sparks us.
Coach, that's all right, because you got four here and you got one that said defense and you one that said offense right off the bat, right?
Yeah,
you got to have both.
You got to have both, and these four guys here have had a good year, and they have been great kids to coach, and we're looking forward to the last, I think, 8 regular season games now, 7 or 8 before the tournament.
Can you make some noise?
I think so. I'll just be honest with you. The coaches in our league, I think from top to bottom, this is the toughest single-A league in the state. I know there's some better single-A teams, but I don't know that a district from top to bottom is as tough as this one, night in and night out. You see how close the scores were, and you see an upset, you know, every now and then. And, you know, we won a one-point game last night, and Monterey beats Pickett by 2 last night. And so that just got, and I think the Clark Range Red Bowling game was maybe 10 or 12. And that's just the way it is night in and night out in our league.
And sometimes people think that's a cliche, but doesn't that really help build you toward the tournament where every night is a battle?
I think so. I told the kids, I guess, a week or so ago how fortunate they are to get to play in a league that this competitive. You know, I mean, I told them, I said, you could be in another league, and there might be two competitive games in the district, and that's not getting you ready for tournament play.
No.
And this year, you'll be battle-tested, and there's no doubt with our district tournament being at Livingston Academy, and there's no home court advantage, I can see our number 6, 7, and 8 have a chance to be in the region tournament. So, I mean, I really and truly believe this league's wide open.
How many times do you see it? Cakewalk, cakewalk, cakewalk. You get to the first round of that tournament and you run into a buzzsaw and you don't know how to deal with it.
Don't know how to deal with it. You know, the competition level and your kids' mindset, and it just makes a huge difference.
Jacob Hardy, Aiden Smith, Eli Burris, Chris Pigg, and head coach Kevin Thomas of the Jackson County Blue Devils. We sure appreciate you coming and hanging out with us this Saturday morning.
Oh, thank you, and thank you for everything you all do for high school basketball.
Last stop on this edition of the High School Playbook is Jamestown, and let's talk York Institute basketball with head coach Michael Green. Dragonettes on a bit of a run, winning six of their last eight. Coach Green thinks his young team is finally starting to come together.
Well, you know what? We're extremely young, and we've, you know, even this summer, we had three or four players out, didn't get to play much at all, and, you know, two of them have been starting for us now. So I think we've done kind of a better job gelling a little bit, you know, just kind of getting used to each other. And, you know, we're learning as we go still. Still got a long ways to go, but I think just getting some playing time with each other has been very important.
You mentioned before that you were still having to spend a little bit of time figuring out rotations, where you were going to put people. Has that kind of figured itself out at this point in the year, though?
Yeah, we've for the most part we've got everything figured out there rotational wise. Of course, you know, when two or three of your rotation are freshmen, you know, it's not always going to be the same one every night where we're so young, and yeah, I mean, you have you know, a little bit of learning curve there, but for the most part we finally got the rotation kind of narrowed down a little bit. Still playing several girls, but you know, we'll even narrow it down a little bit more here probably as the season goes on.
So let's talk about these younger players. So you've had a lot of them step up. A lot of them have received early playing time in their careers. Gabby's one that really sticks out. How has she and the others, how have they adjusted to the high school game and your system so far in your eyes this season?
They've, you know, I think they've done well. Anytime a freshman, you know, anytime you've got a winning record and you have freshmen that are contribute to that, they've obviously done some things well. You know, Gabby and Ellie both, they usually start for us, and you know, if they're ever on the same night, we're pretty tough to beat. It's just trying to get both of them on the same page the same night, you know, having a good offensive night and a good defensive night. And we've had that a time or two, but, you know, well, I think we can be pretty good when they both get on the same page and, you know, start having solid nights on offense and defense every single night.
One thing that really sticks out to me when I've seen this team play in person is just the sheer versatility of every player on this team. It seems like all of them know how to shoot the ball or can shoot the ball well, drive to the basket, make smart passes and defend.
Well, I try to always make sure, you know, that I don't just focus on one player. You know, we've got Haley Johnson. She's, you know, one of the top players in the district. But I think we're only as good as, you know, as our weakest player. And I concentrate, you know, we spend a lot of time working on fundamentals and, you know, dribbling and passing, which we've got a long way to go. We're still way behind where we need to be there. But, you know, I take a little pride in trying to improve each player individually. And I think as the season went on, we've kind of seen that a little bit. And hopefully, you know, by the time the season's over with, we'll see that even more.
Michael Green, head coach of the York Dragons, who get the win over Livingston Academy last night, 55-32. Speaking of girls basketball, it's going to be a huge week in the Upper Cumberland as two marquee games on the schedule. The Upperman girls against Macon County, two of the best teams in 2A basketball, facing off this week, and then Clark Range hosting the Lady Bobcats from Pickett County. This is a matchup of the third and fourth ranked teams in Class 1A. Going to be a big week. We'll look forward to talking about it next Saturday on the High School Playbook. And don't forget our Wednesday edition over on News Talk 94.1, getting you ready for the Friday night action. 6 o'clock Wednesday night. We're produced by Maddie Greider and Will Hearn. Justin Matheny and Rusty Ellis keep you up to date on all the high school happenings at ucsportsnation.com.